Olds. About 70 people were on hand at the Evergreen Center Friday on June 10 as Josephine Pon, the province's Minister of Seniors and Housing, presented an award to the Town and the Age-Friendly Initiative, AFI, of the Community Lifestyles Committee, CLC. The Age-Friendly Alberta Recognition Award consisted of a plaque and an undisclosed amount of money to help implement a plan to make the community more attractive and convenient for seniors. The plaque, addressed to the Town the Community Lifestyles Committee, said, "Congratulations on your commitment to becoming an age-friendly community, as officially recognized by the Government of Alberta. Thank you for supporting participation and healthy, active lifestyles for older adults and all citizens." The presentation came at the end of Seniors Week in the province. "This is an appreciation, a recognition of all the seniors, what you have done, what you contribute and continue to contribute to this beautiful province and carry one generation after generation. Thank you all," Pon said, generating applause. "I'm not a senior yet, but I'm looking forward to it," she added, sparking laughter. Pon praised the roundtable discussions held in council chambers that morning. "We want to hear from you. We want to listen and we will take actions," she said. "As I always say, seniors are the strength of Alberta. Thank you for what you have done for us." Several officials noted the AFI began work on making the community more accessible and amenable for seniors a decade ago. "It means that we have been validated for a decade of hard work," said Rita Thompson, who co-chairs the CLC with Bernice Lynn, who was unable to be present for the ceremony. However, Thompson said the group's work is not over, by any means. Thompson said the AFI's plan to make the community more accessible and convenient for seniors has been accepted by Town Council. Members of the CLC, AFI and Council met with Pon earlier in the day. "We're not done. Now we have to ensure the plan gets implemented," she said, adding some things in the plan have already been undertaken. For example, focus groups on how to improve transportation for seniors have been held. Another plank of the plan is to conduct discussions with different generations of residents. Thompson noted the AFI is scheduled to meet with student leaders on June 15. "We're taking them pizza," she said with a smile. AFI Chair Erica Sweetman served as MC for the occasion. "It's an ongoing process. It'll take a long time to see change, but we intend to stick it out and see it through," Sweetman told the crowd. The AFI received help not only from the town, committee members and the public at large, but also from Alberta Health Services and the province's Rural Development Network, she said. In an address, Mayor Judy Dahl said the plan serves as a template for other communities in the province. Dahl said she herself is a senior. "One of the benefits to olds would include increasing optimal use of public resources, thus improving use of our tax dollars," Dahl said. "It is said that design for the young and you exclude the old. Design for the old and you include everyone." Dahl congratulated all those in attendance who had helped the AFI do its work, saying they and other citizens helped turn a dream into reality. During an interview with the Albertan, Dahl said she and council are very proud of the work undertaken by the AFI. "This committee has been relentless. They just worked," Dahl said, adding its members undertook work and saw progress that otherwise might have taken many more years to achieve. Olds Didsbury Three Hills MLA Nathan Cooper praised the AFI for all its hard work on behalf of seniors and indicated they were well deserving of the award. A couple of times Pon joked with Cooper about the fact that in the legislature, he also serves as Speaker of the House. Dahl presented Pon with a gift on behalf of council and local residents. It was created by Elsie Archer, a senior and local resident. She also gave Pon one of the very popular Oliver Owltown mascots. Sweetman also paid tribute to the many seniors who allowed their photos and pearls of wisdom to be placed on posters to be displayed around town. The program is called You Know Me and is designed to create awareness about ageism, the practice of discriminating against people based on their age.